We thank the Lord for the privilege of sharing another Way of Truth broadcast with you. This is Alvin A. Craig speaking, and our broadcast service originates in the radio studios of the Church of God in Hagerstown, Maryland, United States of America.
Satan led my soul astray.
Satan led my soul astray. I drifted
from the straight and narrow way
that leads to happiness and life eternal.
But to Jesus I did pray.
To the Lord I humbly prayed.
He heard my prayer, rescued me that very day.
Every chain of sin,
I've been set free by the grace of God. I'm free
with a settled peace within.
No more the paths of sin I've trod. I'm free.
Heaven's gates I'll enter in.
The blood has cleansed every sinful stain. I'm free.
Praise the living God.
Oh, praise His name.
Oh, praise His name.
On the sinful path below,
on the sinful path below is trouble.
All in sorrow, grief, and woe,
the sinner's load is mighty hard to carry.
But I've left the shifting sand,
I have left the shifting sand,
upon the rock, solid rock, I'll take my stand, I'll take my stand.
Every chain of sin,
I've been set free by the grace of God. I'm free
with a settled peace within.
No more the paths of sin I trod. I'm free.
Heaven's gates I'll enter in.
The blood has cleansed every sinful stain. I'm free.
Praise the living God.
Oh, praise His name.
Oh, praise His name.
Soon the pearly gates I'll see in heaven.
Soon I'll live eternally,
and then I'll never die but live forever.
Friends and loved ones wait for me.
Friends and loved ones wait for me.
I'll sail fly through the sky because I'm free.
Because I'm free.
God, I'm free.
Free from every chain of sin.
I've been set free by the grace of God. I'm free.
With a settled peace within.
No more the paths of sin I've trod. I'm free.
Heaven's gates I'll enter in.
The blood has cleansed every sinful stain. I'm free.
Praise the living God. Oh,
praise His name.
Oh, praise His name.
Jesus said, "Whom the Son makes free is free indeed, free from the bondage of sin." And what a wonderful freedom that is. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the privilege of presenting your gospel on this broadcast today, and we're thankful for each one who is in our congregation. We're trusting that wherever our broadcast is reaching, the Holy Spirit will accompany it and will make it a blessing to souls. We also pray for the needs in our congregation, for we know that there are those who are sick and suffering, and they need thy healing touch. There are those who are bound by sin and need deliverance, and there are those that have burdens and cares. And you've told us to cast all of our care upon you, for you care for us. So minister to our precious congregation today, and make this service a blessing to hearts. This we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. If you have access to the Internet, I'd like to invite you to be with us in our regular Sunday services. Our morning worship service begins 20 minutes before 11, and our evening worship service begins at 6, and that's Eastern Time. And you may join us, for our services are broadcast live over the internet at that time. And our webpage address is www.wayoftruth.org. www.wayoftruth.org.
Once like a bird in prison,
our subject for today's broadcast, Stand Fast in Your Liberty. Our text of Scripture is Galatians 5 and 1. Stand fast, therefore, in the liberty wherewith Christ hath made us free, and be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage. The liberty we have in Christ is indeed precious, very precious, and it is important that we stand fast in it. Paul instructs the saints in his letter to the Galatians not to be entangled again with the yoke of bondage. Yet, exactly what does this liberty entail? First of all, freedom from the old covenant law. Much of Galatians deals with the law of the Old Covenant, and it is to this that Paul refers to in our text. Back in the fourth chapter of Galatians, Paul gives us an allegory of Abraham's two wives, and Sarah and her son represented the New Covenant, while Hagar and her son Ishmael represented the Old Covenant. And according to Paul's allegory, the old covenant was cast out. It expired. It ceased to be in force. And Sarah and her son Isaac, representing the new covenant, was to be brought into effect at the time of the ending of the old covenant. Paul says in the 31st verse of Galatians 4, "So then, brethren, we are not children of the bond woman, but of the free." In other words, we are no longer under the old covenant, but we are under the new covenant. Christ has delivered his people from the law of the old covenant. No longer was it necessary to offer animal sacrifices. No longer did they have to circumcise their male children to have favor with God. No longer were they to believe that salvation came through works and many, many other things. They were abolished they were done away with. Paul refers to the old covenant as bondage, and he refers to the new covenant as freedom in Christ, our liberty in Christ. Stand fast, therefore, in the liberty wherein Christ has made you free, and be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage. Also, freedom from the bondage of sin, knowing that a man is not justified by the works of the law, but by the faith of Jesus Christ. Galatians chapter 2 and verse 16. Under the old covenant, people had to make animal sacrifices yearly and in remembrance to their sins. The high priest went into the second room once each year on the Day of Atonement to atone for the people's sins. He offered one lamb and slew it, representing the death of Christ. The other one, he laid his hands on it, and it was sent out into a desert place away from the camp. It was not slain, symbolizing not the devil taking away things, as some people would teach, but representing the fact that when Jesus Christ died upon the cross, rose again the third day, he took our sins from us, and we were no longer guilty of them, knowing that as a man is not justified by the works of the law, but by the faith of Jesus Christ. Jesus answered them, speaking to the certain Jews, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, whosoever committeth sin is the servant of sin." I would that a lot of religious people would see the truth of that verse of Scripture or that portion of Scripture. "Verily, verily, I say unto you, whosoever committeth sin is the servant of sin. If the Son, therefore, shall make you free, you shall be free indeed." John chapter 8, verses 34 and 36. Freedom from sin. Yes, we are delivered out of that horrible pit from the miry clay, and our feet are set upon a rock, and God establishes our way. If any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. All things are passed away, and behold, all things are become new. We're taken off of the broad road, put on the straight and narrow way. As the prophet said, he takes out that stony heart and gives us a heart of flesh and renews a right spirit within us. So if the Son, therefore, shall make you free, you shall be free indeed. Free from sin, free from its bondage, free from the servitude of the devil. Freedom also from condemnation. There is therefore now no condemnation to them who are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. Yes, there is no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus hath made me free from the law of sin and death. For what the law could not do, in that it was weak, through the flesh, God sending his own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh, and for sin, condemned sin in the flesh, that the righteousness of the law might be fulfilled in us, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. For they that are after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh, but they that are after the Spirit, the things of the Spirit. For to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. Because the carnal mind is enmity against God, for it is not subject to the law of God, neither indeed can be. So then they that are in the flesh cannot please God. But ye are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit, if so be that the Spirit of God dwell in you. So we are free from condemnation. There is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. Also, freedom from the traditions of men. How turn ye again to the weak and beggarly elements, whereunto ye desire again to be in bondage? You observe days and months, and times, and years. I am afraid of you, lest I have bestowed upon you labor in vain. Galatians chapter 4, verses 9, 10, and 11. So we are free from the mere traditions of men. Freedom from the works of the flesh. This I say then, walk in the Spirit, and you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. Galatians 5:16. Freedom from the love of the world. Even so, we, when we were children, were in bondage under the elements of the world. Galatians chapter 4 and verse 3. The love of the world is not freedom. The love of the world is bondage. And the Apostle John said, love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. For if any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. All that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, the pride of life is not of the Father, but is of the world. And the world passeth away with the affections and lusts thereof. But he that doeth the will of God shall abide forever. So our freedom includes freedom from the love of the world. Paul said we should not pattern after it. Brethren, I beseech you that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, wholly acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service, and be not conformed to this world or pattern after this world, but be ye transformed that you may renew the we may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Also, Paul exhorts us to stand fast in our liberty. Handle the law properly. Yes, handle the law properly. We are now under the law of Christ. Yes, we have a law. It's not the old covenant law, but it is the law of Christ. And we are under the law of Christ. All scripture is given by inspiration of God, and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. 2 Timothy chapter 4, verses 16 and 17. And notice what the Apostle Paul said here. All scripture is profitable, and it's given for the benefit of the saints of God. Yes, doctrine is profitable. What is doctrine? Doctrine is anything that is taught. There's false doctrine in the world, and we should avoid that. But the doctrine of Christ is for us and for us to live by. For God has given us His Scripture. All Scripture is given by the inspiration of God, and God has never inspired a lie. The Holy Spirit is the Spirit of truth, and the Holy Spirit, who inspired holy men of old to write the Scriptures, never inspired them to write anything that is false. And so all Scripture is given by inspiration of God, and all Scripture is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, yes. It may not be so pleasant at times, but the Scriptures will reprove us if we need to be reproved. And for correction, we need to be corrected if we're on the wrong pathway or if we're making wrong decisions. We need to be corrected. And the Word of God, properly interpreted and properly received, will correct us. For instruction in righteousness, the Scriptures never, I say the Scriptures never instruct you to do wrong. They never instruct you to follow the pathway of sin. The Scriptures will always instruct you in the pathway of righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, or in other words, mature, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. Works will not save, no. But there will be good works that follow your life after you are saved. Now, the law of Christ must be observed if we are to persevere or to preserve our liberty. I say the law of Christ must be observed if we're going to persevere and if we're going to preserve our liberty. For it is only through living in obedience to the Word of God that we shall have the liberty that the Apostle Paul is talking about. Paul is not talking about the liberty to do as we please. He's talking about our being free from the old covenant, free from sin, free from the traditions of men, free to worship and serve the true and the living God. Again, Jesus said, "If the Son therefore shall make you free, you shall be free indeed." Some traditions are good and need to be held to, but do not teach tradition as doctrine, for the doctrine of the law of Christ. If they are a part of the law of Christ, then it's not doctrine, or not tradition, rather. If they are, the traditions are what we might call a part of the law of Christ, then they're not really traditions. Traditions is something that just people follow. And I say some traditions are good, and they need to be held to. But if it's actually a doctrine, it's not tradition. It is the doctrine of Christ. It is the law of Christ. And the law of Christ is to be obeyed under all circumstances. Now, to maintain our liberty in Christ, we need to follow the Spirit diligently. I say we need to follow the Spirit diligently. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. Romans 8:14. If we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. Galatians 5:25. This I say then, walk in the Spirit, and you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. Galatians 5:16. The liberty we enjoy in Christ is wonderful. Freedom from sin and its bondage, from the old covenant, from the traditions of men, from the works of the flesh, and so forth. But it is not a license to do as we please. We are free to worship and serve the true and the living God. Let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God and keep His commandments, for this is the whole duty of man. Be ye doers of the word and not hearers only. Man shall not live by bread only, but by every word of God. So I say our liberty is in Christ is wonderful indeed, and it frees us from everything that's undesirable. But it is not a license to do as we please. We are free, I say, to worship and serve the true and the living God. And that is the whole duty of man. And through the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ, He has made it possible for us to do so. So we are to stand fast in the liberty wherein Christ has made us free, and be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage. Heavenly Father, we pray that You'll bless these thoughts to our precious congregation. May the Holy Spirit bear witness to the truth. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Once I was bound by sin, falling fetters, sin like a savior, struggling pain. But I received a glorious freedom when Jesus broke my fetters in twain. Glorious freedom, wonderful freedom. Chains of
We thank the Lord for the privilege of sharing another Way of Truth broadcast with you. And if it has been a blessing to you, it would be an encouragement to us to know. You've heard me say that many times if you are a regular listener, but it's still true. It would be an encouragement to us if you'd let us know that you hear and appreciate our broadcast. Our postal address is The Way of Truth Broadcast, Post Office Box 88, Hagerstown, Maryland, 21741, USA. The Way of Truth Broadcast, Post Office Box 88, Hagerstown, Maryland, 21741, USA. Our email address is truth@fred.net, truth@fred.net, and our webpage address, www.wayoftruth.org, www.wayoftruth.org. Now, this is Avenue Craig. We thank you for listening to the broadcast, and we'd like to invite you to tune in the station next week when, again, the Lord willing, we'll be coming your way with another Way of Truth broadcast.
Though my sins were as scarlet,